My name is Joey Sissom, and I sell Christmas trees here. I've been selling Christmas trees since 1978 in town. First, we started at Spring and Hyman across from what was then the post office on Pope Roland's old lot. Then the Stoob took over the place. Then we moved to the Hickory House across from the Hickory House on Hans Grominger's property. And now we're here at Clark's Market selling Christmas trees and giving a certain amount of proceeds to the youth hockey club. It's been a really, really great arrangement. Michael Carter, a.k.a. Mr. Christmas, is in charge of the thing, kind of, in a way, I suppose, taking over for some surrogate fathers of ours from a company named American Tree and Cement, H.P. Hansen, Charlie Davis, and Ben Sellers, who started this business so long ago that bed springs were the fence that they put around their tree lot way back, I think maybe in 1967, is when Sellers and Charlie started the business.
When it comes to selling trees, what's the big question you get asked most often?
How much?
Are there anything in particular when it comes to deciding on what tree is going to be best for you that you advise to people?
Width is probably the most important thing to take into consideration. People get a tree inside their house, and the height usually isn't as much of an issue as the space it takes up in the room they put. So soft needles and width of the tree, those are probably the two most important factors to remember when you go looking for a Christmas tree.
As for the trees that you have around, how long do these usually take to grow before you cut them down and sell them?
You know, there's a butt right here with a set of rings on it. Let's see what it says, if I can even find it. I just cut it this morning. It's about a 7-foot tall tree. And I don't seem to be able to see that butt from the fresh cut laying here. It's so difficult to count when they haven't been cut. 1, 2, 3, 5, 7. So this tree is about 11 years old, and it's a 6-foot tall tree. So maybe 11 years for a 6-foot tree. They grow in Michigan. They're farm raised. These trees wouldn't even exist if they weren't planted as saplings for the Christmas tree industry altogether. So it's kind of a, in a really weird way, and this isn't a commercial. It's kind of a green industry, really. They're producing oxygen for, say, 11 years for a 6-foot tree, and the tree wouldn't ever have been planted in the sandy soil of Michigan unless it was intended to be a Christmas tree. So contrary to some belief, I think, and this is totally an ignorant opinion, contrary to some belief, I think that this might kind of be kind of a green industry in a certain manner of speaking. Of course, shipping has to be taken into consideration, so there is a certain amount of embedded energy into the things and fuel for chainsaws and things like that. But all in all, it's possible that for Colorado's forests, I mean, who knows? Who knows, really? It's just not nearly as grinchy as I would, you know, naturally have gone to if I didn't know anything about it.
When are usually the busiest days for you? As it gets closer, or do people want to buy now?
Usually the busiest days are about from the 15th on into the 20th, it seems. People are starting to show up. And it really matters what day Christmas falls on. On a Wednesday this year, it's going to make it really easy for people to travel here, you know, for cheaper flights. And so my guess is that last week, Thursday on through the following Tuesday, the 24th, will probably be a pretty busy time here in Aspen. We're all hoping so, though, right? Yeah.
So you're here from when to when?
We're here from 9 o'clock until 6 o'clock almost every day. Slower evenings, if it's 5:30 and we haven't had a customer for 15 or 20 minutes, we start thinking about escaping because we all live down valley, so we've got an hour and a half drive. And by the time you've stood here for, you know, 10 hours or so, it starts to get a little chilly.
Sounds good. Well, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, thank you very much.